Questions 181 through 185 refer to the following announcement and review. Red carpet rolls out for Lindbergh's Santiago Sun. Just days after Jonathan Lindbergh announced he is working on a sequel to his eighth novel, Santiago Sun, the film adaptation of this bestseller will premiere Saturday in Los Angeles, and critics are predicting it will be a box office smash. Santiago Sun, a love story set during the Spanish-American War, stars David Aden, Anne Rutherford, and Hollywood legend Douglas Giuseppe. With this award-winning cast and the eminent Quincy Fairbanks as director, Santiago Sun will unquestionably be a contender for the title of Year's Best Film. On March 15th, the red carpet will be rolled out for the cast and creators at the Grando Theater for the film's first public screening. Although tickets have already sold out, readers of California Line, hoping to attend this exclusive showing, have the chance to win a 4-pack of tickets for the premiere from Skyward Productions. For your chance to win, send us an email and tell us which Douglas Giuseppe film is your favorite. For those of you not joining the stars on March 15th, be sure to see the film, showing in theaters everywhere starting March 22nd.
Santiago Sun, a film review by Jed Nielsen. Appreciating Jonathan Lindbergh writing is said to require an acquired taste, whereas the film adaptation of the author's Santiago Sun is sure to please everyone. This is the story of Darnell Broughton, David S. Aden, an American mapmaker caught up in a world of love and war. Broughton is captured in Cuba by the lunatic Alfonso Cervero, Douglas Giuseppe, who takes Broughton prisoner. His luck changes when he meets the beautiful Adelina, Cervero's daughter, Anne Rutherford. As the story unfolds, Broughton becomes sympathetic to the Spanish side of the conflict and must decide whether to fight alongside them or return to the US. Director Quincy Fairbanks does a superb job of bringing Lindbergh's story to life, and audiences will feel they have travelled back in time. This is how I felt in the theatre yesterday on the day of its nationwide release. The acting was good, and the story was well told. In fact, the only imperfection in the film is Douglas Giuseppe's performance. While he may be one of the greatest stars of all time, his acting is not as good as it once was. Apart from that, I am confident the film will be nominated for several awards. But with so many promising films coming to the big screen and already at cinemas, Santiago Sun has a lot of great works to compete with. Questions 186 through 190 refer to the following notice and email. September 24th. I posted this to let you all know I have a pair of tickets for anyone interested in seeing Thursday's ball game. The Austin Cougars will be playing their third game of the series against the Carolina Blues. For any baseball fans in the office, the game should be good. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see it, as I have to be in Cincinnati until the end of the week. If you're interested, either email me or come by my office and let me know before 6 tonight. I won't be there between 10 and 1, as I'll be in the CAPEX meeting and then out for lunch. I'm letting the tickets go for $30 apiece, which is half the price I paid for them. Whoever knocks on my door or sends an email first can take them off my hands. If you come by and I'm out, speak with my assistant, Sherry Bennett, and she'll let you know if they're still available. Regards, Mitch Heaney.
Email message to Mitch Heaney from Monique Smeaton. Date, Monday, September 24th. Subject, tickets. Hi, Mitch. I just heard you would be flying up to Cincinnati tomorrow to help our new clients with their server troubles. Hopefully it's just a glitch that can be easily fixed. I also just read the notice you put on the bulletin board. Has anyone bought the tickets yet? Although I'm not much of a baseball fan, my husband is from South Carolina and would love to see the Blues play, and we'd both love to see Satoru Sasaki pitch. We had tickets for 2 Cougars Blues games this season, and both times we couldn't catch Sasaki play. The first time, Sasaki was out of the game with a twisted ankle. And the second time, my husband had the flu, so we had to stay at home and watch him on TV. So as you can see, we've had some bad luck catching Sasaki, and my husband would be thrilled if we could see him play on Thursday. It's nearly 10 now, and I'll be out of the office to visit my clients for most of the afternoon. I'll head upstairs to your office in about 20 minutes and see if the tickets haven't already been taken. I figure you won't be coming in tomorrow before your flight, so I'll leave the $60 with Sherry if the tickets are still up for grabs. Whether they've been taken or not, I'd like to say thank you for the offer and good luck on your trip. Regards, Monique. Questions 191 through 195 refer to the following email and schedule. Email message 2. Harris Williams from Marsha White. Date March 3rd. Subject Green Magazine Interview. Dear Mr. Williams, I received your email today and am grateful for your acceptance of Green Magazine's interview proposal. As requested, Carl Herndon will conduct the interview. I had not been aware that he had interviewed you before. Mr. Herndon is currently on a leave of absence, but will soon be returning to work. He will be pleased to have the opportunity to interview you a second time. With regard to content, we would like to focus on your company's hybrid car purchase policy. We're also interested in discussing energy and water conservation efforts at your Alberta projects. Particularly, we would like to focus on how Candle Oil Corporation plans to reduce air pollution at all 4 of these projects by 40%, as indicated in your 3-year environmental initiative plan. As mentioned in my previous email, our May issue will feature several articles on air pollution. We believe our readers are interested in hearing your thoughts on your company's future operations and the environmental impact caused by processing oil sands. Ideally, we could arrange an interview for sometime this month, so the article would be ready for our May issue, printed April 16th. Mr. Herndon will be available from March 14th until March 16th, and then he will leave the country for Singapore on assignment. He returns to Canada on March 27th. Please let me know if his availability suits your schedule, and after he returns, we can work out a date, time, and place for the interview. Yours sincerely, Marsha White, Editor-in-Chief, Green Magazine. Questions 196 through 200 refer to the following advertisement and letter. New York Gallery of Asian Art News. Internship for graduate students. This 12-week internship is awarded each summer to 4 individuals who have completed at least 1 year of graduate work in art history or in a related field. Interns help with administrative, curatorial, or educational work in projects related to the gallery's collections or special exhibitions. Specific duties depend on the needs of the particular department to which the intern is assigned. PhD candidates are not eligible for this internship, but are encouraged to apply for the gallery's fellowship program. After an initial review of the applications, selected applicants will be invited for an interview at the gallery. All selected applicants must be personally interviewed in New York City. Application. The online application for the internship is now available. Both the application and an application fee must be submitted electronically by January 6th at 6 p.m. ET. Applications received after this date time will not be considered. The fee is $48 per applicant for application processing. Recommendations and transcripts are required from all shortlisted applicants, and must be sent directly by the registrar's office of the applicant's college or university. Transcripts must be postmarked by March 15th and mailed to Internship Program, New York Gallery of Asian Art, 5472 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 16002.
March 1st, Internship Program, New York Gallery of Asian Art, 5472 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 16002. To whom it may concern, I am pleased to write a letter of recommendation for Timothy Crawford. He has been a superb student here at Michigan University over the last 5 years and an asset to our fine arts department. Timothy is reliable, enthusiastic, exceptionally creative, and a valuable contributor to several projects undertaken by our faculty. These include overseeing last year's Arts and Music Festival at the university as director of the event and assisting the curator of the university's Arts and Crafts Gallery as assistant curator. While Timothy is a natural when it comes to managing large events, as he demonstrated at our festival, he also has a love for art. Although his sculpture work has yet to reach maturity, it is something that he consistently and passionately strives to improve, indicating that he is truly devoted to his pursuits. As Timothy has proven himself to be quite successful in his studies and other endeavors here at the university, whether carried out independently or in a team, it is with my utmost confidence that I recommend him for the internship at the New York Gallery of Asian Art. Sincerely, Jeffrey Dizenhouse. Jeffrey Dizenhouse, Dean of Fine Arts Department, Michigan University.